Welcome to this edition of DCS Talks, a podcast production of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. The intention of DCS Talks is to promote dialogue among child welfare professionals, foster parents, and the entire community about ways to prevent child abuse and neglect. I'm Anna Richmond, a training manager at DCS, and I'm your host for this edition. In this edition of DCS Talks, we will discuss how working with fathers supports safety and well-being for the entire family. To tell us more about the Caring Dads approach to gender-based violence and child maltreatment, we have Sarah Webb with us today. Sarah is an MSW and a registered social worker, currently working with the Caring Dads program as a global enterprise manager, as well as the trainer for North America. Previously, Sarah worked 15 years in the child welfare system as a child protection worker. While working in child welfare, Sarah worked on a specialized domestic violence team, conducting child protection investigations, and worked closely with the violence against women sector. Sarah, welcome to DCS Talks.
The Caring Dads program started in Canada. We've been around for 20 years, and I'm thrilled to be here to talk about Caring Dads and especially its connection to child protection.
We are so glad you're here. Let's just go ahead and dive in, Sarah. Let's start with defining Caring Dads for our listeners.
Yes, thank you. So Caring Dads is an intervention for child maltreatment and domestic violence. So there's three key components to the Caring Dads intervention. And one of them is a group for dads. So where fathers come in for 17 weeks and do group work, behavior change work, talking about being a dad, understanding safety goals. Another component of the Caring Dads is our mother contact worker. So that's a women's advocate who reaches out to the children's moms while dads are in groups. And I can talk a little bit more about why that's so important later on. And then the third key component to the Caring Dads intervention is collaboration. So really working together with the systems who are working with these families to create safety. So really important is knowing more about dad, meeting with dad, talking to dad, understanding the risk, helping to create safety with the child protection workers and other systems that are involved with these families. And the ultimate goal of Caring Dads is to create safety for women and children.
I'm interested in when you're working with the dads, how do we make sure that women and children are safe?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad you asked that question because it's the most important part about the program. The number one goal of Caring Dads is safety to children. And we know that child safety is intrinsically connected to that of their mother. So if the child's mother's not safe, the child's not safe. So a really important stance for Caring Dads is that you can't be a good father and a disrespectful, abusive father at the same time. So what this is really telling us is if you're abusing your child's mother, your child is directly impacted. We also have some really important program principles. So it kind of touches on the theory of Caring Dads a little bit. So our program principles are embedded in a gender-based violence theory, and everything about it is a domestic violence informed approach. So we really think about everything that we do within the Caring Dads program is targeted at increasing safety for children and their mothers. We also really need to understand that when we're meeting with fathers, that we expect their motivation for change to be low. So that systems need to understand that and be able to meet dads where they're at so that we can actually engage them for genuine change, that we can get them into services, try to help create that change for safety. And most importantly, and this is another one of our program principles, if we're not able to help him change, is that we are now identifying risk and we're able to document that risk and help inform practice moving forward.
So Sarah, can you take a moment and walk us through the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I mentioned earlier, so Caring Dads is a 17-week group. Fathers come in for two-hour sessions. It's facilitated by two facilitators. What we love to see is cross-agency collaboration. So you could have a women's shelter advocate working with a child protection worker to co-facilitate a Caring Dads group. So we love to see that sort of variation and that sharing between systems about the work. Also, there's the four main goals of the Caring Dads program. So these four goals are what we aim to achieve with the fathers throughout the group. So the first goal, and this is really important because if you can kind of visualize it, it's like stepping stones. So we start off with engagement, and that's the first 3 weeks. And this is, again, it ties back in, you'll hear the program principle. It ties back into understanding that these fathers, when they first come in to meet with us, their motivation for change is likely low. So we need to be ready to meet them where they're at. So in the first 3 weeks, everything we're doing is engaging, building trust, getting them used to being in a group, talking about being a father, connecting with the other dads, building trust with the facilitator. So we spend 3 weeks really getting that baseline for the group, that grounding for the group. And then we move on to goal number two, and that's about child-centered parenting. So what we're trying to do is help fathers shift from an abusive power and control-centered mindset into a child-centered mindset. And within that, the father can gain a lot of confidence and potentially reap the benefits of an improved relationship with his child. And by doing that, we're helping increasing safety for those children because they experience their father in a different way. And then we move on to goal number three. And goal number three is really where our program takes a turn. And this is where we use cognitive behavioral therapy. This is really rooted in accountability. We want the fathers to talk about the things they've done, the harm they've caused to their families, take responsibility, talk about the impact it's had on their children and their children's mothers and other important people in their children's life. And then we also want them to be able to talk about how will they do it differently. The reason why cognitive behavioral therapy was selected for the Caring Dads program is the research shows it's effective in addressing criminal behavior, and there's some research that shows it's effective in addressing abusive parenting. So it's a perfect modality to be using for the behavior change model, as well as something practical and concrete. So what we're doing is having dads really name what they've done wrong and then really be able to reframe and talk about how they'll do it differently and the impact. And that's really the accountability aspect. And then the final goal of the program is rebuilding trust and planning for the future. And in this goal, we're having fathers really understand the impact again. So this program, and I'll say it again, the number one goal is safety to children. So we recognize at this point, the dads may be making some great progress and making some great changes throughout. But if that child is still feeling that they're scared around their father, or they don't have the trust, they don't trust their father's actions yet, or they're suspicious of their father, or just haven't healed, they don't want a relationship with their father, that we don't force that father onto the child, that we really have to help fathers. And this is what we're doing in that final goal, is recognize that just because you've made changes, those people that you've harmed may not be ready yet to experience you in a new way. So we're really helping dads take the pace of their child and their children's mothers and those they've caused harm with, and help them accept that, let go, and be at peace with where things are at. That's a really big part of that last goal, helping them be able to talk to their children about the harm that they've caused. And then also really important in the final goal is next steps. So what do we do after 17 weeks? And at the end of the 17-week program, we write final reports.
Sarah, while you've been talking, I've been thinking about how do we know the Caring Dads program works?
The point about Caring Dads is an intervention. And I can always hear the program author, Dr. Katrina Scott, talking and saying her stance, again, another stance in Caring Dads is, who's talking to him? So you think about all of the high-risk domestic violence committees that we often, as professionals working in the sector, attend, and often the focus is all heavily on mom and kids, and as it should be. However, the conversation often doesn't go in the direction of talking to dad. So that should be our voice in this sector. We should really be saying, who's talking to the perpetrator? Who's talking to dad in this case? And so that's where the final report comes in, is that we want to capture any changes that he's made in the group, but as well, very and equally important, capture any risk we're still seeing and lack of changes we're still seeing. So we're that professional with eyes on him, meeting with him and seeing how he's doing. And we're also hearing from the mother contact worker how he's doing. And we're also collaborating with the referral source, who might be the child protection worker, to hear how he's doing. So that's the collaborative intervention of the program. So that's how we know it's working, is when we're working collaboratively together and sharing information with the sole purpose of it being focused on child safety. And second to that, it's heavily researched and evidence-based. So as I mentioned, Dr. Katrina Scott, who's the author of the program, all of the exercises within the Caring Dads program have specific targets for behavior change goals for the dads. And each one of those exercises is evidence-based best practice when working with male perpetrators of abuse. everything in those exercises is targeted around increasing safety for children. So all of that has been meticulously researched. There's also been several program evaluations and reports and articles written on Caring Dads, and you can access a whole list of articles. So I won't go on and on about the research here. However, we do on our website have access to all of the research that's backing the Caring Dads program and reports that go behind that as well.
So Sarah, that's great information to know. Are there any cultural adaptations?
Yes, absolutely. So we've been working on some adaptation work that I'm really proud of. And one I can highlight is our Caring Dads Adapted for Islamic Cultural Diaspora. And we did this work in London, Ontario, Canada, where we partnered with an imam and a Muslim resource center and adapted the program with a set of guidelines, how to work with Islamic cultural diaspora. And what was really interesting that came out of that is really understanding the newcomer experience and really integrating the work with additional enhanced services. And this adapted version also is fully translated into Arabic. So I'm really proud to talk about this project, as when we piloted it, some great outcomes came from it, specifically the children's mothers. And I can hear one of the Caring Dads facilitators and researchers, her name is Abir, who works at the London Muslim Resource Center, talking about this work when she piloted it. And she said when she would reach out to the children's mothers, she could speak to the children's mothers who spoke Arabic in Arabic. And they had expressed to her that she was the first person that spoke to them in their language, and that they had no idea what was going on with child protection. They had no idea when the police were showing up. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't understand any of the systems or what was going on, and being in a new country, how scary that would be. So I think that just really shows the impact of how it's so important to adapt the material for cultural needs and the diversity of the world. So Caring Dads was created 20 years ago from a white Western lens, and we're really working towards making this program fit and partnering with the right communities to help them deliver the program in a way that meets their specific needs. Another bit of work that we're doing is with the military. So there's the Canadian Armed Forces, and we're meeting with two military bases, one in Kingston, Ontario, and one in Trenton, Ontario, to adapt the Caring Dads program on a bit of a prevention side to work with military dads. And this is really fascinating work. It's the way that they're setting this up, and they've piloted a few rounds of this, is that the military fathers attend the Caring Dads group during their workday. So their commanding officer gives them the time once a week to attend the group. And it's had great results. And the fathers that have been attending the program, the quotes that they've provided afterward have just been amazing to hear, the support they've also received, as well as how it's improved the lives of those in their family. So it's exciting to see. We've got a lot of other work going on around the globe too. We talked to a lot of Indigenous providers and supporting whatever work that they would like to do. So, you know, it's really exciting to think about sharing our work and enhancing and listening and hearing from other communities about what they need from us and supporting them on that journey. So it's really important when people reach out to us that when we partner with them, we're hearing from them and hearing their needs of their communities. And I love that we can be flexible with Caring Dads to share our work and our experience and then collaboratively work together and support each other. And so that's kind of where we're going with the cultural adaptations. We are stretching across the United States a bit more too. So recently we were in Tennessee. So flew to Nashville and we did some Caring Dads trainings, and one in Nashville and one in Jackson. And it was an amazing experience. And what I really learned, you know, the cultural differences in the Southern United States and understanding the religious component. And it was fascinating, exciting. And it was amazing to hear a group of professionals coming in and taking hold of Caring Dads and then seeing how they can use that in their community. So this is, you know, small steps towards these adaptations, but I think that this can highlight a little bit of what we've been doing. There's so much more.
There's so much more to come, right, Sarah?
Always,
fantastic,
yes.
Work. I'd like to close with a two-part question. So first, how can we learn more? And second, where can we find out if this program is available in our area?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best place to learn more is we have our Caring Dads website. So that's www.caringdads.org. You can also send me an email. So you'll find me on that website on the About Our Team page. You can find Sarah Webb there and just send me an email and ask me any questions you have. So that's always a good connection. That is part of my job as I travel around the world delivering trainings and meeting with professionals doing this amazing work is reaching out and talking about the program to others. We really see this program as a bit of a movement in getting others to think about how do we work with dads and how do we do the safety work with dads. So if you can hear it in my voice, I am excited about this work and kind of this movement and connecting with professionals. So would love to hear from you as well. How can you find out if this program is in your area? And we've just, as I mentioned earlier, we've just started doing some trainings in the state of Tennessee. So I'm sure there'll be Caring Dads groups up and running soon in Nashville and Jackson area. Shelby County is another area that's recently been trained and starting to deliver it. And soon we're coming back to Knoxville. So the big plan is to spread Caring Dads throughout Tennessee.
Well, I cannot wait for Caring Dads to continue to grow and for us to continue to learn more and support our communities. So I want to thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us for this DCS Talks edition. I also want to thank our listener for your interest in Caring Dads. We hope that you do check out those resources and our website at caringdads.org to learn more about the program and see if it is available in your area. Please join DCS Talks again to hear other subject matter experts discussing ways to advocate for children and to build resilient communities. Thank you again.